March 24th, Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. When thousands of people gathered and were stepping on one another, he began first to speak to his disciples. Guard yourselves against the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, or hidden that shall not be made known. But what you have spoken in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the ear in a private room will be proclaimed on the housetops. I assure you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, and after that have nothing more they can do to you. But I will show you whom you have to fear. Fear him who, after killing, has power to cast into hell. Indeed, I assure you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 cents? Yet God has not forgotten one of them. The hairs on your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I assure you, everyone who acknowledges me in the presence of men, the Son of Man shall acknowledge him in the presence of God's angels. But whoever denies me in the presence of men, I will also deny him in the presence of God's angels. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But he who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they lead you before the synagogues and rulers and authorities, do not worry how you will defend yourselves or what you will say. The Holy Spirit will teach you in that same hour what you must say. Then a man in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" Then he spoke to the people, "Watch and guard yourselves from all greediness, for a man's life is not the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The field of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest, and he said to himself, 'What shall I do, for I do not have a place to store my crops?' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and I will store there all my grain and goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many things laid up for years to come. Take it easy, eat, drink, and rejoice.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you. And who shall be the things you have prepared?'" So is he who lays up treasure for himself, but is not rich toward God.